just not.
I think unless I'm mistaken, Nicola is one of the drivers, if not the driver. And I suppose for any driver, what's the feel for a hot day with a cooling problem?
The car will actually have an air vent on the front that as your feet air straight into the driver, so that's a little sort of thing blowing air directly onto the driver. And the battery of the air conditioning model will be in effect. Like you sweat and the air blows on you and cools you down. Back in November we did a test drive of the course. When we flew to Darwin, rented a car, drove down to Adelaide and then flew back. And there's this constant fight between Nicola and Peter. Well, Peter and myself wanted the air conditioning on full all the time. And she was cold and had like a blanket sitting on her while receiving the car. So she's really looking forward to being in the solar car because it'll be about 50 degrees and nice and warm.
Is she the only driver or do you have another driver?
We're allowed to have 2 to 4 drivers. We must have at least 2. We've got 3 at the moment. We're sort of looking for other options for the 4th person. There's no shortage of people who are actually willing to be drivers, but if we can find people who actually want to be drivers, that'll be even better. We do about 9 hours of driving a day, plus most days we'll have a media stop if we sort of maintain a reasonable pace through the race. So that works out to about 8.5 hours of driving, 4 drivers, so you're looking at about 2.5 hours each every day. There's a certain requirement for water they take in the car as well, so they've got to have at least 2 litres with them.
I was just curious about the batteries. So you
light up I was trying to do this the last couple of days, and I started thinking, what did I put it on? Batteries, I think that this morning.
You allowed to start, like the day you charge batteries, you just charge them to go.
Okay, when you start the race, you have 5 kWh of storage in your batteries. That's the absolute maximum. During the race, you're not allowed to recharge the batteries, except from the sun. The batteries we've got in the car, we've got lead acid batteries. They cost about $2,000 for 10 deep cycle car batteries. Our battery pack weighs about 120 kilos. The teams that have money will go and buy a lithium ion or lithium polymer battery pack. It'll cost about $20,000. Or the Honda team had a zinc silver battery for their effort in 1996 when lithium ions weren't quite so popular, and their battery pack cost them $200,000. They destroyed it during the race. Basically, they crossed the finish line, the battery sort of self-destructing and sort of melting, basically. So. Those battery packs weigh about 25 to 30 kilos. So essentially, those cars have an 80 kilo advantage on us simply from the fact they've got money to spend on batteries.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of the cars actually have regenerative braking, but in this particular race, it's not that helpful. No, don't. We're hoping our race is going to go, sort of pull out, start driving, 2 hours later, just pull over the side of the road and stop. Change drivers, get back on the road, drive for 2 hours, pull over and stop. There is some benefit in terms of you think it's like a flat drive across Australia, but it's certainly not. And one of the advantages is if you are on a hill, as you're going down the hill, if you reach that speed and you don't want to go any faster, you use the extra energy to go back to the batteries. But in reality, the general feeling is you're much better off just going faster down the hill and using the kinetic energy rather than recharging your batteries, because you lose half the energy charging the batteries anyway going over the heat.
Quite heavy.
Yeah, it will be really heavy. You'll be rocking down those hills. Yep.
Just a quick comment rather than a question, if I may. Some years ago, students here, first of all here now, did the solar panel system, the recharge system for John Sanders triple circuit navigation around the world. That system will be on John Sanders boat in the new museum, still on it. And the difficulty we faced was because he had 2 years at sea and he was well south of the southern hemisphere, we had to allow for the possibility of full direct tropical sun on the panels on the one hand, and on the other hand, southern hemisphere winter low angles. So the result was we had to build special regulators to stop boiling the batteries dry. Now, I don't think you've got that problem. You don't have an overcharge.
We'll be sucking ours dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the solar panels are also interesting in the fact that if you actually leave them with no light on them, they will actually draw power from your batteries. But the maximum power point trackers stop that happening. Plus, at the end of every day, we have to get our batteries to be scrutineer so that we can't charge them at night on the slide. So there's no problem with us anyway. It's no light, there's no batteries.
What sort of price money are we talking about?
The original budget was about $20,000, and we've actually done.
Prize money.
Sorry. No, the There is prize money, it's token prize money, and it's, yeah, it's personal glory and satisfaction. So a sense of achievement. You have a nice trophy.
Yep. You can see the solar cells drop off dramatically when your temperature gets around 30, 35 degrees. Have you got tactical cooling on?
You're allowed to, the best you're allowed to do in the race is to spray ambient temperature water onto the solar cells. And you can only do that when you stop, basically. So, no, we're not allowed to cool them. The actual drop off is something like 4% for every 10 degrees, something like that. That's about what it was. Teams, when they stop, spray water on the cells, and some, we're talking something called the Sun Race in February, and they reckon they got about a 5% benefit by spraying water on the cells while they were stopped. Also helps when you start moving again, it evaporates, you drop the cells down even more, and then you basically get back up to normal temperature. But these panels get quite hot just sitting in the sun. We don't know why they get as hot as they do, but they certainly get very hot just sitting in the sun. It's also interesting, the panels when we first started, they're actually sort of a, if you hold them in the right angle, with this nice sort of goldy, shiny colour, which is really cool. The things with this, we put a protective coating on them so you can touch them, otherwise they're a bit sort of fragile, you don't want to touch them, you're just destroying the cells. And went with the coating on, and now it's black. They've lost their really cool goldy colour they used to have. But they're affecting less light, probably, so it's probably better. We don't know. So the tests we've done weren't really conclusive, like it didn't really say they, it was much different in either direction, if it was different at all. Well, okay, the best you can do is put some sort of water supply into the car that dribbles water on the panels while you're driving along. And the you'd be quite capable of doing that if you could build something that did it. Okay, yep?
You can't spray it from your support vehicle.
No. Some of the teams have actually, they went through, with basically this sheet here is just like the sheet he was handing around. What they do is they go through and they drill a hole on the back half of the every single cell. So that behind every cell there's a hole, most of the size of the cell, and it's just the one layer of fiberglass between the cell and the air behind it. But we're talking about some of the guys from the team who won the previous race, and they reckon that when they did it, it was a lot of work and they didn't actually save me. It didn't actually gain them anything, they felt, and it was a lot of work for them to do it, so they're not going to do it the next time, as far as I know. Theory being that these foams are very good insulator for heat, and so you're not actually leaving heat into the car to be saturated by airflow.
Because of the time, we're going to have all our time for the people to go off. I think it's surprising, well, not surprising, how much good physics there is in this simple, complicated exercise. I'm sure you've got something out of that, but I'll hand over to Bob. Just to make some final remarks.
On behalf of the department, thanks very much for giving the talk. We'd like to present you with a bottle of something, and if it doesn't taste any, we could always christen the car with it. thanks very much. So let's give them a big round of applause.